You're listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on bingemedia.net. And now, the Binge Gamecast.
The Enrichment Center is required to remind you that you will be baked, and then there will be cake.
What time is it?
Time to play the game.
You disgusting motherfucker!
It's the Binge Gamecast! With your host, Kupka!
Oh my god, you suck!
Movie Freak!
Is this a list of things I did to your mom last night?
And Batch.
Oh, look! Assholes!
Welcome to the Binge Gamecast. I'm Kupka, that's Batch, that's Movie Freak. We ain't got time to fuck around today, so we're gonna get into this. But before we do, we need to redo that fucking intro, goddammit, real soon. So, if anybody's got any ideas for that, we're more than happy to hear them.
Yeah, and just FYI for the other hosts on here, we're actually not in that much of a rush, so we're okay. If you're thinking about my time, I've got a draft later tonight I'm going to talk about, but it's a few hours away, so.
Yeah, well, I need to prep my shit for some certain video game launch that's tonight as we record this, so I want to make sure all
we'll talk
my
about that later.
Ducks in a row.
Fair enough.
How the fuck you guys been? We're all here this week. I think we were talking more shit about Jack, as we usually do when he's not here. And
Jack almost didn't make it, but then he came into the last second.
Yeah,
yeah, he gave us an ultimatum, and we said, okay, we can work with that. So, I would like to start the show by talking about my recent Labor Day weekend home improvement project that took entirely way too fucking long.
You're a home
improvement. You guys okay with that? Yeah, cool. You have no idea. Wife decided to finally wall mount the living room television. I was all for this. Hit up her uncle. He still had the Sonos soundbar wall mount that he didn't want. I was like, this is great. Gonna wall mount my shit this weekend. Sunday morning, I get home from breakfast. What is on my front porch with the wall mount? Take it out of the box, throw it up on the wall. Level that motherfucker. Little bubble is in the middle. In the middle. That means it's level. That means the level is level. It's working. Walked away from the level and said, huh, well, I know my one leg isn't shorter than the other. The house might be slightly crooked, but I'm going to guess when I go sit on that couch that that's going to look a little bit more level than it looks right now. It didn't really. Hung the TV, and yeah, we got about a 3-inch fucking drop from the left side to the right side. And I shit you guys not, I looked at the fucking level 18 times. Wife looked at the level. Level's fucking straight. Level wasn't straight. So, after complex mathematical formulas and finally just kind of guessing, got the goddamn thing hung and fucking things hung straight. But I shit you not, as I walk back, the fucking ceiling, you can see where the crookedness is there, like you have yourself, Jack.
Yep.
And the floor, it doesn't seem that bad. Maybe it is. I don't know. But that motherfucker looked awful. I mean, I posted a picture of what the level looked like when it was level. Hashtag not level. But what should have been, I mean, I had the fucker hung in 25 minutes. What should have been a 30-minute project, additional 5 minutes for the Sonos bar bracket, turned into a 4-hour fucking project.
Jesus.
And me having to lift a 65-pound television. Now, granted, 65 pounds is not a lot. But the manner in which you lift it, when you're not used to lifting certain ways, is a struggle. I was so goddamn stiff and sore yesterday. It was it felt great, because I actually felt like I worked out, but goddamn it, 4 fucking hours.
I was about to say, how much did you fuck up your back with that?
I actually didn't. There were a couple moments when there was no other choice but to have my wife help me, so that was good that I actually did it while she was here. It was just the getting it hung. Was the problem. So
let's be honest here. She hung the TV, you supervised.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what fucking happened, asshole. So for any of you home improvement people out there, be wary of shit like that. If you walk away and the level does not look level, it ain't level. And if you don't have somebody there to look at it for you, you know, nail that fucker to the wall, back up, and make sure it looks good. Because, God damn it, crazy shit.
Yeah.
That's the story.
That's a pain in the ass. I mean, I know I told you, Cupcake, I don't know if I said it on this podcast, but so a couple weeks ago, you guys know I got a new TV, 70-inch TV. It's been great so far. I'm loving it. Picture quality is amazing, all that stuff. One tiny problem is that when we mounted it onto the wall, I had somebody help me with it, and they mounted it slightly crooked. Like, it's very slight, and the other problem is that the ceiling is crooked as well. Now, when you're sitting there playing something or watching something, you don't notice it at all. Like, it's not so crooked that you would notice it without comparing it to the ceiling above it, you know? But it's a massive pain in the ass. Now, all that being said, I'm only here for another 3 weeks, and we're moving to a different place, so I'm not really concerned. But if it was more of a long-term thing, I would have taken it down immediately, because fuck that. But.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we one of the other issues after that was hung was the wires. What to do with those?
Yes.
I, being the smart home repairman that I am, I said, we're going to cover them first, because you can always create holes. They're always harder to fucking cover. So I went to the Home Depot yesterday, got some of the molding to cover them up, got the rounded stuff, didn't get the flat track, got the rounded.
Okay.
And I think the rounded looks a lot better. I think the rounded is much nicer. And, painted it. The nice thing is it's like 2 4-inch sections. So it's not even a lot that's needed. So there isn't that much there. Hung up, painted. I think it looks good. And like you just said, if you're watching something or playing something, you don't even see it. So I'm okay with it. I don't know if it's going to grow on the wife or not, but being the old house that it is, it's not, and the amount of wiring too come from so many different places. I have the power from the TV. I have an external HD TV local channel antenna going to the TV, which will have to be hidden. The Xbox HDMI cable has to be hidden. And then I got the fiber optic cable going from the TV to the soundbar, and then the soundbar hidden. So I'd have to essentially create like 4 or 5 holes anyway.
Right.
And I just don't want to do that. Yeah. So if anybody's got any tips out there for that, in the event that she pushes, they'd be greatly appreciated.
Yeah. So that's the big problem that I have too. I mean, again, not something that I'm even going to think about for a while, since the next place isn't going to be mounting on the wall situation. But yeah, like, hiding the cables effectively with all the devices that we have, to me, the only viable option I see is almost just committing to putting the hardware somewhere else. You know, like getting cables long enough to just run a straight line and putting your Xbox in like the entertainment console far away from the rest of the shit. It doesn't really solve the problem of your audio, you know, but I don't know. It's the one downside of mounting your TV like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and here's... So, my buddy happened to buy a home that was pre-wired.
Okay.
Lucky him.
Yeah.
And now, while I have to confirm how he has the one room set up, I believe he threw pieces of hardware in the system. He is actually able to run the audio to his soundbar for the TVs. The problem is he has to have a phone app in order to operate them in the one room, which for him isn't a big pain in the ass because he's got one. But if anybody else is there, you know, it's a remote situation at that point.
Right.
Which you could go out and get the whole house, you know, universal remote, which these days for a couple $100 is a pretty good goddamn investment. They do control fucking everything, so it's nice. But we're at this really weird part in technology's existence where we had minimized everything to a point, and then it's all exploding again until we... Because you would have to get basically a box to wire into HDMI, RCA, and fiber optic,
right,
run that down the wall to another connecting point to where you would plug in, you know, behind a cabinet or whatever. And that's just not fucking feasible. especially in older homes where I might run into, because I got plaster and slats, right. I may run into a crossbeam somewhere.
Right.
And then I'm fucked.
So this is becoming a very different conversation than GameCast stuff, but whatever. So you just mentioned how, like, the trend with the technology is now sort of becoming what it used to be. Well, in computing, the exact same thing's happening because, you know, a long time it was always the DOS prompt, right? You got to learn your command line stuff, know your shit on there, and then be able to parlay that into a GUI and whatever. People got really used to using the GUI, and that's all well and good. But with virtualized servers now, you need those management servers to be able to talk to hundreds of other boxes, maybe thousands at a time. And the way that you do that stuff is you create scripts based in, say, PowerShell or batch scripts.
Batch scripts.
But you put them together to iterate through those lines of servers. And it's actually going to the point where, like, everybody wanted to go to a GUI, but now system admins are realizing, oh, wait a minute, PowerShell is an incredibly robust command line tool. If we can get PowerShell to do these things that we do every day, but do it 10 times faster and more efficiently, then we should go in that direction. So it's funny how much of like the cycles of this shit, it just becomes the same things over and over again. You know, it's very strange.
It is. I've noticed that recently with especially the Android operating system. The Android operating system is in copiers and printers these days. It's Android. It's fucking. It's I think in the one Ricoh copier, it's like version. They're only on like 3 or 4, but they don't need something to run, you know, our phones. They just need to run a goddamn interface to tell the print copier to copy, scan, email, whatever. But even the image quality of an app. Back in the day when apps were getting really big, how many people focused on the goddamn icon of the app? Now they're becoming so flat, and I can't remember the technical term they use, but it's going so simplistic. But it allows it's almost a more efficient use of the hardware because it realizes it can scale back the fucking the software portion of it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's fascinating times we live in, my friend.
So as we segue from the home reno cast and the IT cast back to the game cast.
I think we can do that.
Mm.
I think.
So obviously we have a couple of video game things to talk about tonight, but there is one thing I'd like to get into a little bit, and kind of teased it before, but you know, this is maybe a little bit of a cross with the sports cast in a way, but so I am still neck deep in fantasy drafts. I've got two to go as we record this. One is in a couple of hours tonight. The other one's tomorrow. Tomorrow's the work league. That is what it is. You know, I'm not giving too much mental fucking effort into that. It's more of a social.
Is that league. Also, is that one of those things where you kind of cash it in so guys don't really know how good you are?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know, I'm going to see how it goes, but that's a 20-round draft, and they have all these weird rules about paying $1 of real money for every transaction that you make throughout the season, so I kind of fucking hate that, and whatever. But
does that at least go to, like, a big party, or what is that money used for?
It all goes to, I think a percentage of it goes to first, second, and third place or something. It's, I don't know. To be honest with you, if I knew those rules before I paid, I wouldn't have done it. But, again, just started working here, and probably a good idea to meet people, all that shit, you know. So, whatever. It'll be fine. But tonight's draft is the real critical one. So, just before I get into it, Kupka, I know you've played a little bit before. Batch, have you played any fantasy sports before?
Sources would point to no.
Okay. So, let me just break down a little bit. So, you've got a couple of positions that you start, right? You've got your quarterback, your running back, wide receiver. Okay, quarterback is quarterback, you know that. Running back, just hand him the ball, runs. Wide receiver catches the ball for touchdowns. You've got your tight end, so Gronk is a tight end.
Mind you, I have seen every episode of the league, so I know a little bit.
Okay, so, and then you can have flex spots. You have something called a super flex, all kinds of shit. Okay, so this league we made last year, a friend of mine put it together. 12 players, rather. So I came in second overall in this league. The way it works is we start one quarterback, two running backs, three wide receivers, tight end. Then there are two flex spots, and the flex can be wide receiver, running back, or tight end. And then we have the super flex, and the super flex can be wide receiver, running back, tight end, or quarterback.
So, that's Jimmy Snuka, right?
Yeah, exactly. Terrible joke. But
so how many guys total is that?
So you start 10 offensive players. Okay. And right. we removed defense and we removed kickers, which some people find controversial. I actually love it because fuck defenses and kickers. I think it's stupid putting stock into those, but that's just me. And it's a keeper league. So every season
we... Oh, my God. Yeah. No wonder why you're so fucking excited.
Exactly, exactly. So we can choose...
What's that mean?
We can choose two players from the previous season to keep. If we do that, we have to pay the same price that we paid for them last year to keep them. So it's an auction league. And we have a $300 budget. Most leagues have a $100 budget, but the $300 just gives you a little more nuance in the bidding.
So let me guess, you picked Tom Brady.
No. So I never, and this is a detail for anybody who plays fantasy against me, I never, ever, ever draft Patriots players for several reasons. But the main one being, if I were to draft Tom Brady, I'd have to use up $100 of my $300 budget. And I'm not willing to do that. Same with Gronk, same with Gostkowski because he's a kicker, and then, you know, just fucking take your pick on who's going to score a touchdown any given week on the fucking Patriots. I'd rather just watch my team and enjoy whatever happens with them. So my guys this year, my keepers, one guy was suspended last year and nobody paid attention to him. I picked him up for $1. His name is Martavis Bryant. He's the wide receiver 2 on the Steelers, and he's a fucking beast. The other guy I took is this guy, Tyreek Hill. Again, another dollar guy that I picked up last season. He ended up, because of roster moves, he's the number one wide receiver on the Chiefs, and he returns kicks. This league has kick return yardage, too. But I am super fucking geared up for tonight. I have the best keeper situation possible because nobody else took dollar keepers in the league, so I am fucking golden. I can't wait. Like, I can't... I play a lot of fantasy every year. This, by far, is my favorite league. I love the binge league. I love shit talking and all that stuff. But the strategy involved in this league is so interesting. Like, you know, the Moneyball shit, sabermetrics. Like, people trying to, figure out the stats of certain players to use in certain situations in a baseball game. That's what I do with my team. Like, I can't fucking wait. I can't wait. Like, it's going to be fucking great. So if I'm in a good mood, that's part of the reason tonight.
I think someone should make like a reverse league, so where you basically have to pick the worst players and you get points of how much they fuck up their career every year.
Oh, I mean, that would be easy. There are plenty of people who don't even play. So
yeah. That doesn't work.
Yeah, but I like your thinking though. Like the biggest failures possible.
Yep.
Mark Sanchez would be the all-time MVP.
Get points for marijuana suspensions.
Yeah.
If you put in the rule of they can't score 0 points, they have to play, and you get the lowest score possible. I mean that's quite a actually would be a feat.
Play by golf rules, so it's whoever has the least points at the end of the year.
Right, but you'd have to have a minimum point for that player to count, or they have to be scored against you.
There has to be like a stipulation. So there are these things.
Negative 5 points if your player doesn't play or doesn't score any points.
Yeah. Like there are
5 points.
There are best ball leagues where you draft your team and then you don't worry about starting them every week. It's literally this is the team that you think will get you the most points by the end of the season and you see how you do. Like you don't really make any moves. You just have their whole point total put into a pool of all of your points. So I feel like you could make a best ball failure league or something.
I always hear about like DraftKings and all that kind of shit on the Million Wrestling podcast that I listen to.
Yeah.
We can make $1 billion the first week.
Well, just to simplify it for you, we converted the BMFML into a DraftKings, essentially, where you can just choose whoever you want at any given time. That's how DraftKings works. You just do it on a weekly basis, so.
Or like a home run league at the beginning of summer for baseball. You just pick like the top 12 guys you think are going to have the most and run with it.
Yep, same deal. So a lot of good shit. But yeah, so I don't know. I just felt like if we're talking games and gaming here, that's a big game. It's going to be a big part of my life for the next 4 months. So
it counts.
That's right.
Well, let's stick on that subject for a little bit longer. How many leagues are you in this year?
72.
All right, so let me just preface this by saying I wanted to be in 2 leagues, okay? That's all I wanted to be in. I'm in 5, unfortunately.
All right.
Now, one of them is a charity league, okay? One of them is the Binge League, and the other one was the New Work League. I wasn't really planning on being in all three of those, but...
Yeah, you can't... Yeah, there's not really a whole lot you can do with those three, so good on you, sir, for playing the Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I can't not play in the Binge League, you know, especially if fucking Art's playing, so...
Right. Mm-hmm. Any chance to beat Art at anything is great.
Yeah, pretty much. So yeah, we're on the eve, gentlemen. The eve of the greatest time of the year for me, so...
It is also my favorite time of year because Sunday mornings are empty at the box office, ladies and gentlemen. I get my goddamn theater back. You fucking football nerds can go back to your football. Life is good.
Did you guys sign up for your movie passes yet?
I can't yet.
I don't think they have that in Canada, do they?
Oh, that's right. You heathens up north. Well, that's all right. It's
So y'all can go fuck yourself.
That's right. I've already gotten my money's worth this month, so I, again, implore anybody who has it available to grab that thing, because it's worth it.
Now, the what do they do if you want to buy additional tickets? It's just regular price?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, technically, it's regular price when you get it, too. It's just you pay on your card, on your MoviePass card. So.
Right, but you don't pay because it's a monthly subscription.
Exactly. Like, as far as the teller is concerned, when you go up to the box office, they don't know you're doing anything.
Right. Now, have you had to pay extra for anything yet? I don't remember if we discussed this. I think you did for IMAX, right?
I would if I was going, but I'm not, so I'm not. But yeah, I mean, okay. If I wanted to on a per-month basis, I could just up it to the $20 plan.
So break this down for me, because I haven't heard much about it.
So $20 a month, does that include... Oh, so I didn't realize they had these levels, so that would include everything then? Or is there even one higher than that?
I don't know if there's one higher than that, but here's the way it works, Batch. So I know that I talked a little bit about it on a previous podcast, but the bullet points are Netflix acquired MoviePass. It used to be $50 a month. They send you a card. Every 24 hours, you can see one film in the theater and for that flat rate. So you'd have to go and see six movies a month to make that worth it, depending on where you live. Netflix acquired it a few years ago, and now they dropped their price to $9.99 a month. So... You have an app on your phone and your card. When you're within 100 yards of the theater, you check into the theater. You find the showtime that you want. You choose the showtime. It loads the money onto your card, and then you go up and you pay for it like you would a normal ticket, and you go into the theater and you're good. Then you can't.
That's not bad.
Yeah, you can't use it again for another 24 hours. Now, if you want IMAX in 3D, you up it to the $20 a month plan, which I am already planning on doing for October for Blade Runner. Because I'll still save the money. Like, it's even $20 a month, you know, as long as I go see two movies, it's still fucking worth it. Like,
absolutely.
There's no downside for guys like us. You know, if this fails in a couple of months, whatever. I got a few months of saving on, like, six or seven movies, I'm sure, at that point. So, you know, it's a good fucking, it's a good racket. I don't know if it'll last or whatever, but I don't fucking care. I'm taking advantage of it now, so.
Sweet.
Yeah,
I can see.
I did not know about the. Sorry, Batch. I did not know about the $20 a month plan. Like, I thought that you had to. There was $9.95, and then you just had to pay extra if there was another movie for $20 a month. Two movies, Dolby Atmos is $15.
Exactly, like,
and that's the matinee. So you, sir, have just convinced me to sign up immediately and reevaluate my budget at a later date.
Yeah, just check
that is the subtext of the show is talk Kupka into shit.
Yeah, just check the map on the website. You put in your zip code and it tells you what theaters accepted around you. So that, you know,
the ones that are by me.
Yeah.
I can see Cineplex Odeon, which is kind of like has the monopoly of theaters up here, adapting it to their scene program, which is like their movie points.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing that's amazing about this. So. It works alongside all of my different theater point allocation programs. So I go to the Showcase Theaters and Cinema World near me, and at both of those places I have a card where like I hit a certain amount of points to give me a free movie. So I'm getting a discount on the movies on top of earning the free movies, which is fantastic.
They'll probably stop that soon.
Probably
once it was up.
But until now, they do,
where do you go to? Do you sign up for the $20 a month after you sign up for the $9.95? Is that how you get that information?
Yeah, I think it's in the... Actually, you know what? I haven't even been back to the website to look at it. I just was reading that was the case. So let me... do a little research cast for a second here. Or, you know what? Let me look in the app. Hold on. Let's see here. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, it still shows all the theaters around me. Okay, so where's plan info? Maybe it is just $10 a month now.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's a shame. All right, well, more on that later.
I can see once, like, a lot of people sign up with that, they'll offer that as, like, the next tier.
Yeah. Well, they should. That's interesting. But again, for me, it was like it was just a no-brainer because every theater around me, even the art house places, all accept this. Even if I go north to Boston, there are, I'm looking at the map right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 15 different places around Boston that accept it, and every theater in Rhode Island. So, can't argue, you know?
They're going to get the money and the volume.
That's right. So, yeah, Movie Pass is still going. But...
Interesting. Yeah. All right, well, let's actually get to some game talk, if you guys are ready to do so.
Yeah, Batch, do you have any news for us this week?
Two big things this week. First one, you guys are aware of that PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds game, right? That's tearing up the charts.
Oh, yes. You better believe it.
Word broke this week, it has sold 10 million copies.
Wow.
To put it in perspective, Zelda Breath of the Wild has sold 3.2.
Wow.
That's crazy.
But that's because Nintendo only made 3.2 million Nintendo consoles. So that number will grow as that changes. Sure.
But for a little game that's just blown up worldwide, and it still hasn't come out on Xbox or PS4 yet.
Right. Yeah, that's I'm very much looking forward to that. I think that has the right mix of insanity and, I don't know, a little bit of innovation there. I was doing a little reading on it, and they were talking about the fact that it seems like that game has siphoned many of the Counter-Strike players to it. That whole audience is basically shifting to this new game, which is pretty interesting. But I think it also speaks to the level of competition in it, too.
I foresee many binge media streams if we can get the entire staff on that game. That would be fucking tremendous.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited for it.
Chicken dinners galore. Other big news this week, I guess the big release this week, we should kind of get into that before we start on what we play, is Destiny 2.
Yep.
And everybody is fucking excited.
Yes, including me. And that's a game that I'm preparing for.
I have purchased it today because you said you guys were going to get it, and I am a team player, so I'm on the Destiny 2 bandwagon.
Nice. Very nice. Will you be playing at midnight?
I will. Playing too long because I got class in the morning. But, so PlayStation's got some exclusives because Bungie signed a deal with Sony, but I don't think they're kind of worth it to shift consoles. Like, they're going to come to Xbox eventually. Right. I think it's just like a map and some other items and maybe a couple of emotes.
Nice. Yeah, I'm excited to check it out. The only bad thing about this week for me right now is that I really won't get to dive into that until Friday, but I took the day off, so I'm hoping to wake up whenever my body tells me that I can be alive again after Thursday night, and I'm just going to plow through as much of Destiny 2 as I can. So,
because it looks, I looked a little bit about it today, it looks like it has a more coherent story compared to the first one.
Yeah,
There's a whole bunch of shit that they changed. I was reading articles this morning about it, and that's one of the things that you hated about it, right, Jack?
I didn't hate. It's just I felt like I was late to the party in terms of like how the game was played, and I didn't buy it at launch. Actually, I don't know if I had an Xbox right when it launched, but
you didn't.
Yeah. I just kind of missed the boat. I didn't really understand any of the systems in the game. I bought it after it had all those expansions, and I felt like the game did a pretty bad job at like explaining to me how everything works. So, you know, it was too little, too late. But I'm pretty pumped for the second one. I got to say, everything I've seen from it looks interesting. And yeah, I'm definitely excited.
Yeah, I didn't fuck with the original too much. I played with the vanilla base version. I never got into the expansions at all, but I'm just going to start diving headfirst into 2.
Nice.
Yeah, they changed so much that, and because they allowed you to start with a higher level character when the newer expansions dropped, you kind of really didn't go back to the story, so I feel a lot of the newer players maybe never went back to that. And it sucks because when they first announced Destiny and they announced a 10-year plan for it, I don't think that a true sequel like this was ever planned. I expected everything like they did with, you know, how they did their expansions. That's just how it was going to be. It was going to be more along the lines of World of Warcraft. But, you know, and every 3 years, you're getting, you know, 4 full games almost. Like, I'm okay with that, but that all got fucked up. So hopefully this corrects all that, and Destiny 2 will be the lead into kind of more of that. Maybe this is the game that finally gives us that, you know, update instead of the, you know, whole $60 fucking game. Who knows?
Yeah, I got a feeling like this will be kind of the pull of Assassin's Creed in terms of, like, the first Assassin's Creed, okay, this is the world, this is kind of the game engine, whereas 2 was really the real game. Everything was just kind of fleshed out. They took all the criticisms and made it better. I can really see Destiny 2 doing the same thing, where number one rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. It had its fans, but this one looks pretty cool. Hmm.
Nice. We shall see.
Yeah. Other than that, not much up for news this week. So what do you guys been playing?
Kupka and I, since our last podcast, I think, we made an interesting life decision together. Took a lot of planning. I feel we were both adults about it, and we informed the relevant parties with ample time to make decisions on their own. But Kupka and I are officially coming out as Xbox Game Share buddies.
We are. Yes. We are. I couldn't be prouder to have a anyone else is a partner than you, sir. So
I will just timestamp that to cut out GameShare buddies.
There you go.
Do what you need to.
So I think me personally, my library jumped from, I don't know, somewhere in the camp of 160 to 400 something in a matter of minutes.
I believe the grand total on my machine sits currently at 496.
Yeah, yeah.
The recent install.
It was
in a row.
Yeah, exactly. It was a hell of a day. Actually, so my other game share partner, I didn't expect him to be cool with me switching over so quickly. We were actually going to plan it out for about a month out, but then he was like, "Nope, go ahead." So we did it.
Can only game share with one person, correct?
Correct. Correct. We were. I was still trying to look and see if there was a way to do it on multiple machines, but it just gets sticky. You know, there's no clean way to make it happen across more than two. But as such, Kupka and I, we did a little work. Kupka set up a document. I'll let you give the details on what our plan is going forward, Kupka.
Yeah, well, basically, although listening to this week's podcast is... that's a different spreadsheet, but the one you're referring to is basically we have a spreadsheet laid out that gives a list of upcoming games and games that we both want but don't yet have that have been released, and kind of just, look at it and go, hey, you know what? I'm a bigger fan of that franchise than you are, so I'm going to pick this game up. It's already been done with Destiny 2 and Call of Duty World War 2. So guess what? When that game drops, it's already been pre-ordered. It's already residing where it needs to. Life is good. You know, it's the old 2-for-1 special. If you have an Xbox, find yourself a fucking game share partner, a legit one who's going to commit and contribute to the relationship as evenly as
I am. I am available.
It's eligible great. Xbox Bachelor for all of you single Xbox users out there. So,
And we have price points. Like, look, we're fans of this franchise, but this also allows us to look at that and go, what will we be playing at this point in time?
Right.
Like, I'm looking at it right now, and Destiny 2, is pretty much going to be it until Assassin's Creed. That gives me almost a month exactly. So, you know.
Oh, that Assassin's Creed looks so good.
Yeah. Yep. And also how to buy them. Do we just go deluxe versions right out the gate? Do we, you mm-hmm. know, do we wait? Do we get the deal on DLC, but we really want to play the game at the point in time? You know, it allows for a lot of long-term planning and budgeting. What games are going to hit EA Access? What games might hit the Games for Gold? What games might hit the fucking the Xbox movie or the Game Pass? Like, there's so many options out there right now. So it allows to make the budgeting economic gamer even more economic in their quest. Yeah. So
that's
if anyone wants to see this spreadsheet, like, I'll share it with them. Like, I have no problem doing it. It's nothing, you know, it's information that we'll be sharing anyway. So right. Fuck it. Let me know.
Sorry,
I was going to say, but one of the other things when you're talking about budgeting, like, this is a real conversation we were having the other day. So The Division, right? That's a game that I put, I don't know, 120 hours into on PC because I got it free with one of those, video card deals from a few years ago.
Scammers.
The thing that can't be done anymore.
Right, exactly. But, you know, we were both looking at it, and it was on sale. It was $30, was it? Was it 30 or
36.
Okay.
It was 36. So that's why you didn't want to do it.
Exactly. So here's the thing. I will sit on a game for a long time and wait for it to hit the right price. Borderlands: The Handsome Collection, I was in no rush to play the pre-sequel, okay? I waited until that hit $20 digital. I waited probably a year before it hit that, and it had gone on sale for $24, and I held tight and I just waited. And then eventually it hit $20, and I just said, okay, that's the price, and I pulled the trigger immediately. My number on The Division, full unlocked gold edition, is 30. Because I've already played so much of it, I doubt I'm going to be putting 100 hours into it again. However, because it's such a cool shooter and the mechanics work so well, Kupka, you even said it. Like, it's definitely a candidate for one of those Friday night, nothing else is going on, let's not get into anything complicated kinds of games, right? Good co-op mm-hmm. game. So that's the spreadsheet with your game share partner, I think, is a great thing because it kind of allows two intelligent people to look at it and say, okay, let's do this. But more importantly, let's not do this, and here's why. And I actually think we're doing each other a favor in the long run by doing that. So,
absolutely. There's already that's one game, although this weekend when I was in my dabbling mood, this is a game I would pick up while dabbling, is The Division.
Right.
It's one that, hey, you know what? The game mechanics are simple enough. Run out, do some missions, level up. Whatever, I'll get into a game like that a little later on. But yeah, it's fucking great, guys. I really, really
now
implore you to do so.
With the game show, can you guys play the same game at the same time?
Yes.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, we were actually doing that this weekend.
Yeah.
Sweet. Cool.
So. Yeah, if anybody's got any questions about it, let us know. It's really simple. You do the one thing you do have to do. Is you have to give your password to the other party. I mean, it's the only way to do it unless you have them. Like, with us, we had to do it. You know, we live in different fucking states.
Right.
But if you have somebody local who want to do it, go over to our place, fucking check it out. That's actually how I found out you can only do it to one console and have a limit of 3 times per year. Because I had did it 3 times in about 3 days. And was like, why the fuck can't I set my console as my home console? It was like, oh, there's a fucking limit to this shit. So, but yeah, other than that, it's fucking flawless. I share. So he does not have the Game Pass. He gets all my access to the, gets access to all those games. Doesn't have, or you have EA Access, but that's expiring. Yeah. And that will, you'll have access to that shit then. So, you know, you can even do split shit there. It's endless possibilities, people.
Yeah, for sure. So. Nice. All right, I think we should get into some of the games now. No,
I suppose. What you been playing, Batch?
Playing a little bit of everything. So let's start with the Humble Bundle. So the Humble Bundle monthly dropped for August, and gave you Killing Floor. So I played a bit of that. Jack, did you play much of the Killing Floor when we got it for PlayStation?
You know what, dude? I think one of them I grabbed off that Ocean of Games on PC.
Yeah.
Played it for maybe an hour, and I kind of just stepped away from it. And I was like, I get it, but this just isn't my style.
Two really feels like kind of like a modern Left 4 Dead. So okay. Basically, multiplayer, way very much horde mode zombies come in, and it's a fun game. Considering there's like 10 to 15 different character classes with your medic, your berserker, there's a sword guy. Okay. And as you guys were saying, just like a good game to play like a multiplayer on a Friday night. So that was the big one for last month.
I blanked out. What did you say it was?
Killing Floor 2.
Oh, okay.
Some of the smaller games that they gave, the Banner Saga.
What's up? Batch?
Oh, we lost you, Batch.
I think we lost Batch. He was going to talk about the Banner Saga, too.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Batch?
Batch, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, we heard Banner Saga, and then that was it.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Worms, Weapons of Mass Destruction, Stories Untold.
Yeah.
And other than that, not much, but for next month, the unlock, pounced on that right away, Tomb Raider, Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Oh, nice.
From last year. Oh my god, that game is gorgeous on PC.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually holding off playing any more Tomb Raider. I know that we all kind of started it at the same time for another playthrough, but I'm waiting for the X because of the Rise of the Tomb Raider upgrade for the graphics. So, yeah.
That is a great topic of discussion that maybe we can get into briefly at the end of the show here that we'll touch back on. But, yeah.
Nice. Anything else, Batch?
I got a new laptop, so let me talk about that. So going back to school, yeah. So I needed a new rig. I decided to get something a little bit more than I needed because I wanted a feature computer for a bit. Mm-hmm. So we got an Asus laptop, 7th generation.
Batch
seems to be having some technical difficulties with that new laptop of his.
Perfect time to cut out. Let me just let him know he's cutting out.
Yeah, I just did. Maybe he'll pay attention.
Well, in any case, let's see if we can give him a couple of minutes. We'll get into some of our shit. So, I didn't play a ton. I guess the one thing that you and I both spent some time on, a little bit of a stream, was Call of Duty World War II.
Yes.
You know, reactions right off the hop. It's definitely Call of Duty. It definitely feels all of the controls, the tight controls are there. The guns aim well. It's just as frustrating as it's ever been. So, you know, having a 10-year-old call you a cocksucker is totally par for the course. Part of the fun, I would say.
If anybody who watched the stream, I did make a couple of comments that won't be repeated. So right. If you want to hear them, go check that out.
Yes, but a lot of good stuff in there. I mean, what was your reaction to it?
It felt Call of Duty right off the bat. The one thing that really struck me immediately was the lobby screen.
Yeah,
They went outside the box. It's not your, you know, standard gamer tag in a row, picture of the map type thing. Like, your avatar's there, and it's kind of like this World War II photograph that you would have seen your grandfather had taken, you know, during R&R at one point. It's really fucking cool. Like you said, controls, frustration, everything's there. It's Call of Duty. You and I did both discuss that it does feel a little dated because it doesn't have... And not necessarily the wall running like you're going to get from a Titanfall or a Mirror's Edge or something like that, but just, you know, more climbable environments. Like, yeah. Open up the map a little bit more vertically. It's still a little bit too grounded, and I think that's hurting it a little bit. So, who knows? But I'm super psyched for release date.
Yeah.
More so, even though, for the multiplayer, yes, but... Even more so now, playing some of those maps for the fucking single player campaign.
Yeah, I think So to elaborate on that a little bit, you know, it I think both of us agree. It's not so much that, like, you don't have the wall running and stuff. It's more just there are, especially with something like Titanfall, there are just elements of the map that you would expect to be able to climb onto that edge of a rock or, you know, sort of lean against a certain barricade or something. And the fact that the game doesn't do those things is at once, it's cool because obviously they're going grounded again. But it also kind of sucks when, you know, you just look at it from a gaming perspective, you know. But that being said, the graphics look phenomenal. I thought all the maps were laid out really well. All of them kind of had a slightly different strategy to them, too, which is nice. A few of them did feel like World War II versions of maps I'd played in other Call of Duty games, though. One in particular, I can't remember the name of it, but it has a very similar layout to a map that was in, I want to say, the first Black Ops. But, you know, that's going to be a day one playthrough, and I'll grind a ton of the multiplayer for that. That'll just be a good time. So,
yeah, I'm in agreement. It'll kick off whatever, like, that night. It'll be multiplayer, at least for a little bit. I may have to break into single player first, just because I got to get that first chapter out of the way, first level, whatever you want to call it. It's just, I don't know. That's my you know, that's how I do that game. Got to play the single player first, just to get an idea. I don't like, because you know the maps are going to be taken from the single player levels, I don't want that shit spoiled. Yeah. As much as it's not, it is still kind of. It's like, man, where does that come into play? So.
Yeah, I never play the multiplayer without playing the single player first. I know some people don't do that, but I don't know why you would do that. Like, the single player teaches you the game mechanics, you know?
Right, exactly.
So, I don't know, but looks like Batch's brand new laptop has decided to give him a surprise Windows update, so I guess it'll be a little while. But
Batch is pulling an Ammon right now.
Yes, fucking he is. Check. I wonder if he's in a kitchen.
Maybe.
Well, yeah. As far as other games go, fair amount of Madden. I am just balls deep in that right now. It is fucking phenomenal this year. You know, understanding how Ultimate Team works is very much a lot more rewarding than I thought it would be. You know, going through the different modes and trying to tune my team before the actual season starts has been a lot of fun. So, and I did play the whole long shot mode. So, long shot, I know some people really liked it. It's essentially a Telltale game inside of Madden. I was intensely annoyed by it for the whole time. It's fairly simple. The story's cliched. The acting is pretty bad. Ooh, excuse me. I didn't care for it at all. I understand why they made it that way, but, you know, they make this whole, like, journey of a kid going into the NFL into this weepy fucking my dad died and all this other bullshit, and I just, that's not what football is to me, you know, so... I don't fucking care, but it helped me.
They gave you a blindside mini game to play inside a match?
Pretty much. And, you know, the one good thing, the good takeaway from it all was it allowed me to unlock a quarterback, a wide receiver, and a couple of coaches for my Madden Ultimate team that are fucking phenomenal. So, it was definitely worth my time, but that didn't make it any less annoying, so.
You fall so... let's see. Madden has been out since the 22nd, yep. Right?
Yeah.
So that's been 9 days. Today is the 5th. You should have 40. You should have yourself a hell of a lot of loot in terms of Madden coins if you've been logging in at least once a day to get those things.
Yeah, so they have these daily bonuses, too, where, like, you can unlock a legend every day, right? So, so far...
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I'm
dead. Oh, God damn it. My life is over. NHL 18 is coming my way. You yep. Cocksuckers.
Yep. So you go in, you spend a half hour playing like two or three challenges. So far, I've got Deion Sanders. I've got Jerry Rice. I've got, what the fuck's his name? The defensive tackle from the Bengals. Anthony Munoz. I think that's his name. Bunch of guys like that. Of course, I got fucking Tom Brady, and they just made him into a goddamn superhero in this game, which is amazing. Yeah, it's just it's super fucking fun, dude. I mean, it's awesome. Can't recommend it highly enough.
Please tell me Brady was the player that they gave you when you selected the Patriots as your home team.
So it doesn't really work like that.
Okay, because I know in previous NHL versions, you know you obviously pick your favorite team or whatever when you're starting a game,
yeah.
And then when you open up your first pack, your starter pack for your HUT team, there's usually the team logo, the team stadium, and then, you know, a couple players from the team.
Yeah, so Malcolm Butler was the guy that I got from the team, the cornerback.
Okay.
But, you know, because we got the Super Unlocked Edition, you could choose your ultimate starter. And, I mean, there was nobody I was going to choose outside of Brady. So that was not even a decision. Yeah, but no, it's.
Did you at least look at other players that were available or no?
I saw it was like Brady, and I think there were four other options. I think one of them might have been a souped up Jerry Rice or something. And I just looked at him and I said, I'm not doing this. This is the GOAT edition. I am playing with the fucking GOAT. So.
Oh, clearly. Yeah. I mean, clearly.
So yeah, no, that's been awesome. Then I just kind of sampled a few other games here and there. For the first time ever, I started up a playthrough of Banjo-Kazooie.
Really?
Yeah. I was never an N64 kid, so it never was a thing for me.
I was never a Banjo-Kazooie person.
Yeah. I'm not a Banjo-Kazooie person either. You know, there's a...
Are you still not?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's just... I feel that gaming is a progressive art form. And I find it really difficult to go back to older games. We've talked about this before. But, you know, it's the same thing with Halo. It's just the game mechanics are not there for me. And it's just not grabbing me. So I'll probably drop that. No reason to, go into it too much. Then I played a decent amount of ReCore because the Definitive Edition dropped.
Yeah, they just fixed that.
Yeah. Oh, hey, bitch. So
I find it ironic that the second I talked about my laptop, it just shit the bed and restarted on me.
Well, so did
Don't
we.
Don't worry.
So.
We know that.
So, yeah, ReCore was very... It's pretty good. It's a combination of a platformer and it's got a little bit of like a loot collecting mechanic and some RPG elements to it. The thing I like most about it is it's just simple. There's nothing complicated about the game. It's, you know, you shoot things, collect the loot, put that into your stats for you and your robot, rinse, repeat. It's all I need from it. And it's a lot of fun. No complaints. I like the graphics. I like what I've seen so far. I know that the reviews for it aren't great. I don't really see why yet, but... I'll probably continue with that and just kind of knock it out quickly. What else? The Middle-Earth Shadow of War. I finished the DLC for that. So I played the whole... I played the whole Celebrimbor campaign with the One Ring and building the towers and stuff. Really cool. Definitely worth checking out. That's one of the best gaming deals I think I've ever gotten. $3.99 for that whole thing is amazing. That's good crazy. Shit. Yeah, and I feel like there was one more. Oh, Forza Horizon 3. So, got that a few weeks ago. I've been playing that pretty consistently. It's the best racing game I've played in years. It's a lot of fun.
That was the one with the Hot Wheels DLC, right?
Yes. So that's another one. I got all the DLC for it, everything. The Hot Wheels.
How fun is that?
Yeah, it's really good. But the great thing about the game though. So it's an open world racing game, and you can do all different sorts of events, and you can build events and everything. But the thing I like most about it is as you unlock cars, if you decide that you want to drive a piece of shit station wagon, then the difficulty of the other cars goes to that car level. So all nice. The other NPCs that are around you when you're driving around in a shit car are also shit cars. So the racing is fair in that way. You'll never be in a race where you're, you know, driving a Miata and you're trying to outpace a fucking, you know, Alfa Romeo or something, which is cool. Yeah, I think that might be it. Oh, and then Injustice 2, I'm always kind of grinding Injustice 2, trying to get all the heroes to level 20, so.
I unlocked the Wonder Woman movie outfit in that game.
Oh, nice. and shit. So, Batch, you were talking about how your computer was so great and then it betrayed you. So,
yes.
You want
to
pick up
the... I'm going to leave that up to Windows. That was Windows fucking up. Sure. That's not the laptop.
Sure.
But... Actually, a good user would not do a goddamn thing to their computer until it was fully updated, because that would be the best way to then freshly install a program so there's no things that get crossed.
He's got a point there, Batch.
That's on you. That's on you, bitch.
Well, it's that's right. Why I'm going to fucking school, assholes. So cool.
All right, what do you got?
But no, I'm pleasantly surprised. I put BioShock Infinite on there. Turned everything up to really pretty. Looks great. Rise of the Tomb Raider looks great. What I'm probably going to do is just use it as a workstation when I'm at home and hook up an external keyboard and mouse to a hub. Nice. And hook it up to a monitor.
Cool.
But yeah, so hopefully this thing will last me a couple of years, and it's going to be my go-to recording podcast machine, because as you guys said, I sound a lot better this episode. So
nice.
One game I did get a bit to play from anonymous PC game guy, Agents of Mayhem. Okay. I played a couple bit of that. That's a fun ass fucking game. I'm still kind of disappointed it's not a full Saints Row, but it takes place in the Saints Row verse. Just big over the top shooter, just kind of like 1980s G.I. Joe, a million characters, each has their own kind of specialties, F-bombs galore. I would definitely recommend it if you're a fan of the Saints Row and just looking for a good shooter. The only caveat I have for that is, why the fuck is there no multiplayer in it? That would, you figure a game with that many characters and just type of gameplay, you figure there would be some co-op, but none. Single player.
Sucks.
One of the things I want to talk to you guys about, since we talked a lot about Xbox...
Hey!
Well, it's still in the Xbox.
I didn't get to talk about what I played.
What do you guys think of the new menu, the fall update to the interface?
It's in a preview mode, so if you're not a preview member, you don't have it yet.
Okay, I thought it dropped to everybody.
Yeah, no.
It's fine. They're changing a lot too quickly. I don't know if it's all because of user feedback and they're just jumping a gun or what, but just fucking stop it.
It feels like they're changing it every 2 months. It's like
right,
something.
It's fucking annoying. Like, stop it. What that tells me is that there's a Windows 10 update coming, because they want everything to fucking match, and it's not quite there yet. So I don't know. They need to fucking stop it, though, because it is. It's every 2 months. Every time I turn my Xbox on now, it seems like I tell my wife, hey, babe, I know you just got done bitching about the last time they changed it and then having to relearn all everything, so go ahead and bitch about how they changed it again and how you have to relearn everything and you fucking hate technology. So thanks, fucking Microsoft. That's how I feel about it.
Fair enough.
I agree. Agreed. I'm good.
Cool. All right. Is that it? Is that all you
got? That's all. All
right. I've been in dabbling mode myself, trying to kill time until Destiny 2 comes out. Forza Horizon 3, it is great. As long as it works how I think it does, I like it better than Burnout Paradise. And honestly, it all comes down to the fluidity of getting into a match.
Yes.
I believe it's more fluid in Horizon than it is Paradise, and that is all the difference in the world. I don't need to want to stop at a specific point. Like, if a car is driving, I pull up to it and then hit a button and it just takes me to race. That's fucking awesome.
Yep.
That's great shit. So, dabbled in that a little bit. Dabbled in Path of Exile. I remember playing this. It looks really fucking good.
Yeah, I played a bit of that too. It's good.
Looks better than I remember it looking on the PC. It's a great dabbler. It's free. It's 10X. It's Diablo... With loot times a million and stash 1 millionth of what you have. So that's a little frustrating. Mm-hmm. But just the replenishment of mana and health and town portals, like it works, I guess, for an easy, you know, I got 20 minutes to kill, a half hour to kill. Let me just kill some things and see if I find some new loot, maybe further my way into the act. Nothing groundbreaking, but it's fine. It's for those who love the real hardcore paper and pencil leveling of a goddamn character, because the skill tree is really what it's about.
Biggest skill tree ever.
It's ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous.
it's fucking ridiculous. There's nothing else to say about it.
Have you gone and watched any of the builds of just various type of characters that people have made for this game?
No, I don't care that much.
Oh, it's crazy.
I'm sure it's ridiculous. So is there a level cap then?
I don't think so. I think you can just keep going.
That would explain it, because that's the only way, because there's literally hundreds of options. It's crazy. Still haven't finished the main Shadow of Mordor. My second playthrough of that, going to make my way back to it, but that got superseded. Can't remember what I dabbled into, but Forza Motorsport 6 I did, because game share. And fucking, these games are just so pretty. So fucking pretty. Did you play much of that yet, Jack, or no?
I'm sorry, what was this based?
Forza Motorsport 6.
I played enough of it, and then I got Horizon, and I immediately was like, Horizon's the game I want to play. So
yeah, so you got Horizon after 6. I couldn't remember which way you got those, or got into them. Anyway.
And you said it best, too. Like, it's the best version of Burnout Paradise that I've been waiting for since Burnout Paradise. So
yeah, yeah.
I wish my 360 wheel would work with my Xbox One. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I never used one, but that'd be interesting. Went back into Borderlands 2 to hopefully start another character. I thought you could start a new character in Vault Hunter mode, but that's not the case. You just got to take your old character and carry him through again. So I backed out of that because I didn't want to get into that shit, because I still had a bunch of old missions I hadn't finished, and there's just too much thinking involved. So I dabbled over to a little game called Tron Evolution.
I saw you playing that.
360 backwards compatible. Played through it this entire weekend. 7 chapters, pretty short. Little frustrating gameplay style. It's very runner's Mirror's Edge. It's kind of running through levels, jumping from wall to wall kind of thing. The camera angle can become frustrating at times, so you have to have a little bit of patience. It's not very forgiving. So if you zig when you should have zagged, you're going to die a lot. I really only walked away twice from repeated attempts and failures that I was getting really frustrated. So that actually says a lot, I think, for the style of gameplay. Fucking beautiful. A lot of the maps still look really goddamn good. I think that's easy to do, though, being set in the Tron universe. And the story of the game basically bridges Tron to Tron Legacy.
Oh, okay.
You find out what happens, how Clue turns, that whole backstory. So that forced me to burn through it, because I'm a sucker for the Tron universe. I love the original. It's one of, God, that might be a top 20. And I love Legacy. Like, I thought it was they did a good job with what they had, being especially so far removed from the original. So
hey, Cupco,
that kept me trucking. Yep.
Sorry, just a quick sidebar. You're a big Tron fan, so are you at all a Time Bandits guy?
I love Time Bandits.
I have seen it once. Yes, very much enjoyed it.
Yeah, because I mean, the reason I asked, David Warner. Like, I've always really liked him. I think he's a great character actor, The Omen, and a bunch of other stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, so, just curious. Sorry to interrupt.
Great fucking flick. Highly recommended. Time Bandits, Triangle, Time Crimes. A whole bunch of good time fuckery. And thanks to you, I added an easy 200 points to my gamer score with little Pac-Man CEDX Plus.
Yes.
That was nice. And so you mentioned you were playing Toy Soldiers, dabbled into that.
Yep, I totally forgot about that. I played jump back in.
Yeah, I started to play it, and I stopped it real quick, because that's not my shit. Was there an Army Men game for 360, or maybe it's 360?
I think so.
Okay, I believe. See,
it seems familiar.
Yeah, there was Army Men for some console. I can't remember which one it was at this point, but that's what I was thinking of. Even though technically they're the same fucking toy. That's all you, buddy. That even actually stopped me from dabbling into Halo Wars 2, because when I am in the mood to learn that shit, that's the game I want to do it on.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I would tell you about that kind of strategy game is, if you don't like Toy Soldiers, like, that is the most approachable, simple, easy version of that kind of game. So Just like
I remember playing the version of that one with the He-Man and the G.I. Joe characters. I think, was that the sequel?
Yeah, Toy Soldiers Cold War.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that I always liked about it, yeah, not to bounce back, but I did play a fucking fair amount of this. I really liked the fact that you could jump into the actual turrets and shit and control them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. You know, it wasn't necessarily just the top-down strategy stuff. It was also, if shit is hitting the fan and you think you can do better, you jump into the turret and you start mowing down the soldiers and, you know, defend your fucking toy box.
Nice.
Yeah. I might one day down the line, 35 years from now, actually play that again. But it's nowhere near the top of my docket. Yeah. Last thing I did was, because you mentioned it, actually, and I did want to go to it after the definitive edition dropped, was ReCore. I actually just deleted my old character because I did not remember anything. I had an idea where I stopped, and I was right. Because I just got back to that point now, a little bit further than it.
Yeah.
But like you said, really quick, pick them up, action, RPG, just kind of loot, rinse, yep. Repeat. Good stuff. And speaking of which, because I know you got to get out of here shortly, definitive editions with 4K upgrades. Sent you a link a little bit ago. I also am holding off on some games before I get to them because of the 4K upgrade. Now, while I most likely will not have a 4K machine, I will still benefit from... They're talking 1080p, full 60 FPS. Basically, they can unlock this shit. So I'm going to get something waiting for it. So what are you waiting for? Like, we have... Assassin's Creed Origins, I don't know that I can wait for that. But I'll probably be in the middle of it when it hits.
Yeah, that'll probably be my litmus test to compare and contrast, you know? But let me find that link real quick, because there were a few titles on there that I was surprised were showing up.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, Diablo 3 is getting one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously Gears of War, that's a big one to me. I don't, you know, I'm not the biggest fife for Gears of War, but I played all those games, and, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what that looks like, since that's a flagship title, you know? But there was...
It looks like all the EA 2018 games are, so you're all happy. I can only imagine what Madden's going to look like with 4K upgrade. Right.
Doom. I have not yet played Doom. I started it, never went back to it. That's a big one. Dishonored 2. That's another one that we got to get our hands on, of course. But and then there's also Elite Dangerous. So I know that that's a very slow-moving game, but everything I have ever seen from that game is how amazing it looks. I feel like that is a prime 4K game. Like, just exploring space, fairly aimless, just sort of fucking tune in and tap the fuck out, you know? I'm all about that shit. Obviously, Hitman is getting a 4K upgrade. Horizon 3 is getting a 4K upgrade. You know, the list goes on. Mafia 3 I haven't touched, so maybe I'll go into that a little bit more.
Is there anything you're in the middle of that would make you want to stop and wait or not go back to just yet?
Yeah, in the middle of, not so much. I mean, maybe Resident Evil. I forgot to talk about that. I started playing Resident Evil 7.
See, that's one I was about to start picking up because it's going to be fall, but
right.
It's getting the 4K upgrade in the middle of fucking fall.
So that one I may not wait for just because I'd like to play that in October, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I may dip in.
Great time of year.
Yeah, but we'll see. Quantum Break. I haven't played Quantum Break. That's another one. You know, super hot.
I would replay that because of the 4K upgrade.
Yeah. Division is getting a 4K enhancement, so that'll be a fucking nice thing. Witcher, I've been dying to do another playthrough of Witcher so that I could do the DLC. That's a whole other game.
That's one I'm probably going to wait on until, because I haven't started it yet.
Right.
I love that video that they put out for the 10th anniversary of The Witcher. That was such a cool vid.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good shit, so... So yeah, there's the list goes on, and I'm sure that they're going to add more to it. Anthem, that was something that we saw. I think the morning Kupka, now that I'm thinking about it, when I was at your house, I woke up that morning and I was like, you got to check this out. And I think they had a video of it at the conference that day.
Yeah. A lot of like Ghost shit. Ghost Recon Wildlands is one that I'm not in the middle of, but I'm definitely well enough in where I should finish it. But I kind of want to see what this upgrade is going to do.
Right.
You know, Recore is actually a good one because playing enough of it now be kind of good to see that comparison. Quantum Break, like I said, I'll fucking play that through that again just to see that upgrade.
Is Titanfall 2 getting a 4K upgrade?
It is.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful game to begin with. I beat that this week. That was the one game I did beat this week. Nice. I forgot about that.
Killing Floor 2, 4K upgrade.
Yeah.
Injustice 2. Hitman.
Right.
I was going to jump into that, but I'm kind of holding off.
Yeah. A lot of good
shit. A lot of shit. They should be selling a lot there in the near future. And we think, what? We said 10 to 15 gigs for an upgrade. We're thinking, but possibly upwards of like 30.
Yeah, I think depending on the game. You know, if it's a full 4K 60 FPS, you got to think a quarter of whatever the install is. That's what I would bet on.
It's a good thing external hard drives are going on sale.
Yeah,
we talked about that as well because I now no longer have room on one of my externals. I have to default over to what my backwards compatible drive is, and that'll fill up in no time. So, yeah.
All right. Good Anything shit. Else, guys?
No, I think. Last thing I want to touch on is you don't need your MoviePass card to purchase at all theaters. You can use just the app.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I noticed that when I went on, and the only thing is you can only buy tickets that day. Now, I think maybe with the MoviePass card you can buy for a future date. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know for sure.
Because I couldn't select a date in the app, but, you know. Anywho, that's for me. Just, want to plug the Fantasy League website one more time, bingefantasyleague.com.
Oh.
No more fucking stupid spreadsheet.
Yeah, we didn't even mention that. It's a website now. Fucking great job there, Kupka, and Sneaky Helper on that.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you. It really wasn't much time at all. It's fucking hysterical how easy things can be when you find the right information. So thank you again, Antonio. Dude from the stairs, cousin. Much appreciated, sir. So now we got a jumping off point. It's only going to get bigger and better from there. So thank you again, and check it out. BingeFantasyLeague.com. We do know some people have been having some issues. I think it's one of them. Have you cleared your cookies? Have you checked your TCP/IP settings? One of those things, because it's been the out-of-towners. So by out-of-towners, I mean other countries.
Did you check your DNS? Because if something's wrong, check your DNS. And if it's not DNS, it's DNS. And if it's not DNS then, it's usually still DNS.
Or?
My DNS got cleared up. I took a pill.
There you go.
Oh, shit.
All right. But yeah, that's officially, truly all I got now.
Yeah. Be sure to join the Binge Media Xbox Club. We've set one up. We don't know what it does, but we want everybody to join. So just search Binge Media under Xbox Clubs and come join the fun.
Yep. Follow us Twitter, Facebook, Patreon, everywhere that you can find podcasts, review on iTunes. Blah, 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 blah. Check back.
Five stars.
Yep. Check back soon for updates on the Better Call Saul or Better Call Binge series. You'll be hearing something about that very soon. And yeah. Anything else, guys?
Real quick, one last thing. I just stumbled upon an article that Xbox One will be working with a keyboard and mouse in the near future. So. Okay. That could lead to some very, very cool things in terms of first-person shooters.
Yeah. Could also destroy the playing field, so.
It could. We shall see. Yeah. Hey, you know what? If somebody's going to fucking put a 12-year-old asshole in its place, it's going to be a 47-year-old fucking asshole.
Yeah, I'm happy about that, but I also do like the handicap of using a controller against other people using controllers, but hey, what the fuck do I know? So,
So what you're saying is you prefer playing with a handicap. Got it.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, good deal. All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
All right. Later.
You've been listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on BingeMedia.net. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Buy some merch at BingeMedia.net/shop. Subscribe to our newsletter at BingeMedia.net/newsletter. And don't forget,
I can't get enough of soup.
Bob Odenkirk.